Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how many Spanish teachers has Centro Sefarad Israel sent to Yad Vashem in Israel, and what did they do there? Centro Sefarad Israel is an institution created in December 2006 through an agreement between the Spanish Ministry of Foreign Affairs, European Union and Cooperation, the Autonomous Community of Madrid, and the Madrid City Council. Its mission is to pursue the further study of the legacy of Sephardic culture as an integral, living part of Spanish culture as a whole. Centro Sefarad Israel also strives to foster a greater understanding of Jewish culture within Spanish society and to advance the development of ties of friendship and cooperation between the societies of Spain and Israel. They do this in a variety of ways, both through activities directly involving the general Spanish public and through more specific programs aimed at dealing with issues such as Holocaust education, economics, and the international Sephardic communities. This week, we're speaking with Miguel de Lucas, director of Centro Sefarad Israel, about the institution and how it has developed over the last 15 years. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. First, Centro Sefarad Israel is celebrating its 15th anniversary this year, and over the years we've done several programs with different people about the center and its activities, and I'd like to speak with you today about the origins of the center and how it's evolved since 2006 and new activities and so forth. Briefly, to remind our listeners, could you tell us why the center was founded and by whom and what its original mission was?
Of course, Linda. Well, Centro Sefarad Israel was first established in 2006 by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Spain, together with the regional government of Madrid and the City Hall of Madrid. That is to say, it is an alliance between three different Spanish administrations. It's an initiative from the government of Spain. The Jewish communities are part of this project, but are not involved directly. That is to say that all the finance comes from the government of Spain. That's a very powerful political message. On the other side, the main goal of Centro Sefarad Israel are not the Jews themselves, because they already know about Jewish culture. It's the Spanish civil society, because Spain has a splendorous past in the relations with the Jews. But now, after 400 years of darkness, I mean, we can say that we have to give a regular Spaniard a lot of information about Jewish culture. And we do that together with the Jewish community of Spain, which are allies in this task, and we develop many, many initiatives here on different fields, cultural, political, economic, whatever. Yeah.
The name of the center is Center Sefarad Israel. What is the relationship with Israel?
The name of the center is Centro Sefarad Israel, and I want to say, first of all, Sefarad, yes, why? Because talking about relations between Spain and the Jewish world, of course, Sephardim is a priority, but not only, because I want to to point out that we do many, many things related or linked to Ashkenazi culture as well. That's one thing. And the other side is Israel. Why are we called Israel? It's a political issue, because the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Israel said, why not calling it as well, not only Sefarad? Sefarad means Spain in Hebrew. So to add any link with Zionism, call it Israel as well. And we say, why not? Because we want to be part of that wall. And Israel, of course, is not the whole Jewish world, but it's a very important part of the Jewish world. And let me tell you, Linda, that we do many things here in order to give information to the regular Spanish civil society of Spain about what is Israel. Because if we go outside in the street in Madrid and say Israel, 95% will say conflict. And we say, did you know that Israel is one of the most developed countries in the world? Did you know it was some of the most advanced democracies in the world? Do you know it has some of the best universities in the world? So people in Spain don't know that. So we give a lot of information And we worked together as well with the Israeli embassy in Madrid.
Do you remember what some of the activities were in the very, very beginning and who usually attended?
Well, who attends our activities are basically regular people. Some of them are Jews, but I would say that the majority are not Jewish. Why that? Because I think that many people in Spain is looking for the roots. And some of them think that they can be... Don't forget that when we talk about expulsion of Jews, it is a reality, a tragic reality. But on the other hand, many of the Jews were not expelled. They remained here. These are the converts or the new Christians. In English, we say the Marranos. So many of the Spaniards are descendants of them, of these people. You know, so many people are looking for the identity. So I would say most of the attendance of activities are not Jewish, although the Jews are always welcome. And what do we do? I always want to point out one activity which for me is very cherished, which is Hanukkah in the street. Taking Jewish tradition and giving them to the other citizens of the city of Madrid. It's beautiful to start Hanukkah in the street in the heart of old Madrid, and together with some 300 people from the Jewish community. And then at the very end, we are 1,000 people. Who are the others? Regular Spaniards that come here and say, what is that? Is this the Jewish Christmas? Yeah. No, it's not the same. The tradition is different. But if you analyze, we get together, we share different traditions. And then later on, you go to Christmas market, which is very close, and you take there all the Christmas issues that you want. But it is... take the Jewish traditions and give them, offer them to the other citizens of Madrid.
How did the center evolve in the first 10 years? What were some of the new departments and new activities?
We have one department which is very important for us, and I think that is not only for the center, but for the whole Spain, for the policy of Spain, in the foreign side, but on the internal side, which is Shoah Remembrance. And we have evolved a lot in that. We have extended the Shoah Remembrance activities in the whole country, mainly in Madrid, but in the whole country. And together with the education, we have sent some around 600 teachers from the schools in Spain. We have sent it to Yad Vashem in Jerusalem to receive instruction about how to teach about the Shoah Remembrance and how to prevent anti-Semitism, which is very important. So I would say that is one of the main things. And the other I would say that is how we have arrived to every corner of this country, many cities, different regions of Spain, in order to give them that message, that Spain wants to be back and recover the role that played 5 centuries ago in the Jewish culture, and we want to recover that role. Yeah.
And during the last 5 years, have there been any new programs, any new activities, or have you just developed the ones that you had already created during the first 10 years?
It has been an evolution, but I would say that in the last 5-7 years, we have developed a beautiful initiative called Herencia, that would be heritage, which is like a platform of many Sephardic communities around the world in order to put them all together and share initiatives. And every 2 years, we organize a global summit of Herencia. The first one was in Bulgaria, in Sofia. The second one was in Istanbul, in Turkey. The third one was here in Spain. And then we went to Mexico, to DF, Mexico DF. And 2 years ago, it was in Seattle, in the United States. So we should have another one in the coming months, but we will see because of the COVID. But we have the idea to organize another one, perhaps in Morocco. But the idea is that a platform to put together many of the Jewish communities around the world in order to exchange ideas, projects, to recover and not to lose the Sephardic heritage. That's the idea.
Have you noticed any kind of an evolution in your audience and the people who come to any of these activities or who participate? You say that you've reached out to teachers. Do you have any kind of activities, let's say, that younger people come to? Have you studied at all the profiles of the people who take part in some of these activities?
Yeah. Many of the that people are young people, basically linked to the teachers. It's absolutely fascinating when you take a teacher, that teacher give a message of tolerance, of coexistence, and then we see how young people react to that. That's very for us is very important, and I think it's one of the first things or the main important things we have done. So we have many young people around us, And I will say that it's very important, perhaps you will ask me later, but COVID-19 has been very important to change who is attending our activities. Why? Because before it was people that was coming here to our place, to our conference hall. But now we see people online, I mean, and we have perhaps one thing that's one activity, and you have 300 people from Mexico. Who are they? We don't know. But somehow being online has been a privilege in order to extend our audience. And we are absolutely surprised, in a very positive surprise, to see how many people around the world, not only in Spain, is coming to our activities online.
I think that that's happened with a lot of organizations, and I think that everybody calls that the silver lining of the pandemic, that people are attending activities online from all over the world that they couldn't attend before.
Absolutely. I would say that on one side, but on the other side, are people, regular people that was coming here. When you see, interested in this activity, but you see, okay, I have to put my coat on, I have to get out of my house, I have to go by, I don't know, take a taxi or come. And you can sit at home, at your sofa there, and you say, on. Okay, so everybody prefers nowadays online activities. Although we miss a little bit the contact with the people sometimes, you know. But the idea we have on mind for the near future is a mixed system. So we will go back to activities in our conference hall, but at the same time, we will maintain the online world, the streaming mainly.
Tell us a little bit about the expositions that you've had.
We have now an exposition about an artist coming from the Czech Republic. Okay, he's a Jew from the Czech Republic, and he's together with the Czech Republic Embassy in Madrid. And it's a very beautiful, with paintings, sculptures, different things, about a modern art exposition. And then we will have in the near future a very important exposition about Auschwitz. That will be perhaps in the first 6 months of 2022. There was an exposition about Auschwitz in Madrid a few years ago. And that will be like a short and a small version of that. But we're very interested in that. And that will be a very open space, mainly for students to analyze Auschwitz and all what's happening now.
That exhibit won all kinds of prizes, and I think it's in New York now. I know it did go to New York.
New York, and then went, I think it's in Oklahoma. It's in the United States. No, Kansas City. More Midwest.
Well, you're speaking about the international impact of what you're doing, but even before the pandemic, you have cooperated with other organizations, I think, within Spain and also embassies. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Obviously, our priority is our cooperation with the Embassy of Israel in Madrid. That's so clear. But not only. We say Centros of Israel is the House of Israel, and many other countries which want to devote or promote the relations with the Jewish culture. So we have now a cooperation with the Czech Republic Embassy, but we cooperate a lot with the Polish Embassy, for instance, the Embassy of the United States, the Embassy of Lithuania. After summer, we will have an exposition about the Sarajevo Haggadah, that is to say, with the embassy of Bosnia and Herzegovina here in Madrid. So many, many different embassies come here and offer us activities. I remember now with Austria as well, we have excellent relations with the embassy of Austria. With the embassy of Sweden, we are working in an exposition in the near future about Raoul Wallenberg. Raoul Wallenberg was the diplomat who saved lives together with Ángel Sanbrit. He was the colleague of Ángel Sanbrit, the Spanish ambassador in Budapest in 1944. And Raoul Wallenberg, he was the promoter, the first, the pioneer, we can say, to save Jews in Budapest. And he was a good friend of Ángel Sanbrit.
Aside from exhibitions, what other kinds of activities have you done in cooperation with other organizations?
Well, we have different activities online. For instance, we had a dialogue between American-US committee talking about Arab Wall, for instance. And we had an activity online together with American. We work a lot with American-US committee because it's a very active institution and we have many things in common we share with them. What else have we done? For instance, we had a beautiful project that finally could not be possible, but we expect that what will take place in the near future. It was an idea, Israel and Morocco sit together for lunch. It was an idea to get together the Embassy of Morocco in Madrid and the Embassy of Israel in Madrid and exchange experiences about gastronomy. It was about to happen, but there were some small details, some little conflict a few months ago in Gaza, and that ended the idea. Okay, but we will recover that in the near future. And there was an accord between two ambassadors to do that together. So we want to extend that idea of dialogue. When here we promote Jewish culture, and we say it's very important to be Jewish friendly, to be a tolerant person. But we always say that tolerance had to advance in all different fields. You cannot say we advance in the field of Jewish culture, but we don't advance in the field of human rights or in the field of Muslim culture. We always have to advance in that idea. And we have very good relations with the Muslim community in Spain, and we want to advance in that idea to get together Jews and Muslims, which is not always easy, but we'll work on that.
What about other organizations within Spain that are not diplomatic?
We have very good relations with different city halls in Madrid, for instance, to promote Shoah Remembrance Days or to promote Jewish culture, generally speaking. For instance, the regional governor of Madrid is promoting in the schools students to learn about Jewish culture, and we help them of that. Different institutions of civil society, economic institutions as well. We work together with the Spanish Chamber of Commerce, Israel, Spain Chamber of Commerce. I'm a member of the board, and we work together with different initiatives. We've been working in cybersecurity in the last few months, and we work with them in different initiatives, which Israel can show or can teach to Spain in many different innovation, startup, that ideas.
I seem to remember that you have also had activities here that were organized by youth organizations, movies and things.
Yeah, there is an organization and gathering young Jewish people in Madrid, and there was like a cinema festival with them, and they came here. That was before the pandemic. We have to recover that. That's the idea.
Is there anything else you'd like to add that we might have left out?
Only to give a message to the English corner in Radio Sefarad, and to you, Linda, that I'm very, very glad every time you come here. It's a real pleasure to exchange with you and with your people. And you're always welcome to Centro Sefarad Israel.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me, too. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.